national championship winning coach, Jimmy Rogers, South Dakota State, here on 93.7 The Fan. Jimmy, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. First things first, you got to like a guy to come out of Pittsburgh Station. You're in Dakota, and you get an email, hey, can you come on and talk about one of your players? And you immediately jumped on this opportunity. So you've got to be a big Mason McCormick guy, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm a big Mason is a staple of this program. He is what this place was built on, which is, you know, you mentioned that he is about as loyal as it comes. He's a gritty kid that worked himself into being arguably our best offensive lineman that we've ever had here. But he's putting himself up there with one of the best offensive linemen that's played in FCS football for the, you know, past decade. So we've been blessed to have him. We've been blessed to have him maybe more as a person and what he's done from representing South Dakota State right, academically, football-wise, and just overall, those things, they matter. And he speaks on them authentically and genuinely, and we've been blessed to be around him.
Jimmy, can you say a little more about the fact that this guy, presumably Mason McCormick, could have gone and jumped up into FBS, as Andrew said before we put you on here, could have maybe taken the NIL money, could have tried to just play for a more visible program. I know you guys are very visible in the FCS world, but could have gone up a level in competition. What it means to you, to the program, that he stayed and that he was loyal?
Yeah, it means the world, honestly, because we recruit off of it. You know, we had 8 players get picked up to go to the NFL. It's a high number for FCS. I think it's a high number just in general. But all 8 of those guys were illegally recruited and offered big money to go elsewhere, and they stayed. And I think it's a commitment to what we do as a program for them, and them acknowledging that and staying loyal to. Really, our commitment was to develop them, and we felt like we had done that, and then they get to a certain point, and they're offered money, and they still stay because they value the relationship that has been created here over time. You know, Mason has been huge in keeping this team together, and the more success that we have and the type of players that we're getting in this building, that part of college athletics is getting extremely hard, and to have guys like that in your program, it sure helps.
Jimmy Rogers is South Dakota State's head football coach. He was Mason McCormick's college coach. McCormick, the Steelers' 4th-round pick, the 3rd offensive lineman they took. He was described as the meanest, nicest guy in the world. Jimmy, can you confirm that and what that means?
Yeah, I mean, I love the kid. He plays the game the right way. He nonstop motor. He practices with intent in everything he does, and he holds those around him to that same intensity. But as far as like who he is as a person, he's got an old soul now. He'd rather come in and shoot the shit with older gentlemen than hang out with his buddies that time. I mean, the guy never leaves the facility. He's always in here watching film. Hell, during spring ball, right, he's getting ready to go to the NFL. And I see him in position meetings, and he's done with us. You know, he just wants to be around the game and continuously try to help and grow his craft.
Jimmy, so obviously getting picked in the 4th round means there's a lot that NFL teams like. It's not some projection. It's not an undrafted free agent or a very late round pick where certain things have to break a player's way. Like, there's an expectation for a guy who's picked in the first 120 or so picks. What is Mason's one trait, if you had to pick one, that you think most readily translates right now to the NFL game?
I think the game, more than anything, honors toughness, and he's as tough as they come. So I know he'll make it. I've said this to everybody. If he's given an opportunity, he will. He's not going to have a stint. He'll have a career in the NFL, and I think that stems from his toughness and his consistent work ethic day in and day out. And yeah, there will be no shock to me if he's a day one NFL starter.
Wow, Jimmy Rogers with us, South Dakota State's head football coach, Mason McCormick's college coach. Were you at the draft party that seemed to be held in this big VFW with elk heads on the wall and old vintage beer signs and whatnot?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, that was locally here in town. It's about a block from my house. I was blessed to be a part of that. A lot of our other guys' draft parties were back home in different states and stuff. So to be able to be a part of Mason's, it was pretty special.
Now, his offensive line coach here already said hobby of his, big hunter, big fisherman, blue collar guy. Can you confirm that too, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, like, he'll get out when he can. I would say his biggest hobby, what he wanted to come across like he's got more to him than football is probably being at this facility training and watching film. I mean, that's what he does.
He's a junkie.
All day, every day. He's a junkie.
He's a ball lover.
Is he a guy that it's going to show up we're hearing based on your, you know, you've coached the guy his whole time, obviously. Can I call you a lifer with the South Dakota State program? Because that seems like your career.
You've been
there a long time. You have a deep connection, so you know this guy very well. Is his pass protection more pro-ready right now? I know you're going to say he's a tough guy, he's going to do whatever, but what did he excel at in particular? What was better, the run blocking for you guys or the pass blocking? And you can't pick both.
Ooh.
I know they were both great. That's why he just got drafted in the fourth round. Which one did you think was even better?
Yeah, I would probably say run blocking, to be honest. I know he got a lot of credit of the pass blocking just being at the East-West Shrine and some of the highlights that were shown, but Mason is one of the more fleet-of-foot players that we've had, the ability to bend and redirect and hit a moving target. I think that will still be a strength at the next level. I know this. If you would ask him what he would want to do, he would say run the ball. So I think that's what you want in your O-line, and he was a blessing, honestly. I wish everybody worked half as hard as what he was able to do while he was here, because he was a transformative leader for us as a guy that showed up every single day that, you know, if you were to ask me what he lacks, there's probably more in that category at the NFL level. And he has worked himself into an elite talent. And I think that you could see that on his measurables and what he was able to accomplish just at the combine.
I can't stop watching that highlight video his Twitter account put out in February where he's in the locker room, head bobbing to some music and getting hyped up for the game. Then the highlights start and he's just putting people on their wallet.
We give a lot of, like a lot of places, O-line are kind of hidden, not here. The O-line is glorified at South Dakota State.
Well, then he'll like it here because we like our O-line in Pittsburgh.
Jimmy,
we put them on a pedestal. He'll fit right in.
He's in a good place then. He's going to like it here a lot.
Well, hey, Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on with us. Congrats on the national title again last year. And you keep it up. We'll probably have you on again to talk about one of your kids.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Jimmy Rogers, South Dakota State head coach.